You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at the revamped First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. It is our pleasure now to be joined here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, by the new offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, Kyle Shanahan. Kyle, welcome to Cleveland and welcome to CBD.
Thank you, guys. Glad to be here.
Kyle, we are very excited here in this room. If you were listening to the show for the couple of weeks prior to you actually being named the offensive coordinator, we're very excited about the prospects of you joining. So happy to have you here. When you come into a new situation like this with the Browns, what's the first thing as an offensive coordinator that you want to go through before you know how you're going to run this squad?
Well, you got to look at what you have. You know, you got to sit there and you got to study the tape. You know, as an offensive coach in the NFL, you know, people would think that we're very familiar with all the offensive players. We are from our draft evaluation. You are when guys come up for free agency. But we spend our time studying defenses and looking at how to attack guys and getting them through the year. So, you know, I know some of these guys from when they came out in the draft, and I know there's some talent here. I know there's some players. But I'm looking forward to really studying the tape, watching all 16 of these games and getting a chance now I'm in the building. I can even watch some practice tape on guys who haven't got as many reps and really getting a feel for the roster and what we have. And once you do that, then you can move on and look at some other stuff.
Kyle, there was a lot of discussion before you were hired of some other coordinators. You know, were they interested in the job? Were they going to take themselves out of the running? Whatever. But you embraced this thing pretty quickly, it seemed. And give me a sense of why. Why did this seem attractive to you right away as it did?
Well, you know, there wasn't one job that I wasn't interested in. I was going to listen to everything. I was going to always go in and take any interview that was offered. And then if you do get the job, then you got to decide whether you want to take it. You never really know until you get to a place. And so when Coach called me and asked me to come in for an interview, I came in and you come in open-minded. You don't say, oh, that's the place I want to go, I'll go interview. You go and interview, you see what it's like, you see feel for the head coach and what the organization is like. And, you know, I had never met Coach Penn before. You know, I've played against him a few times, a couple times at the Jets, and played him in the preseason there at Buffalo, and he's always been tough to go against. So he's a guy was very highly respected by myself and obviously everyone around the league. That system that they did with the Jets and he carried to Buffalo, and I think improved it tremendously, has always been tough to go against. So I've always wanted to be with a good defensive system, a good defensive head coach. So I was excited about that opportunity. And when I came here and got to meet with him, I'm not knowing him, I just kept feeling better and better throughout the interview process. He's a very real person. He's going to be himself. He's not going to change. He's going to do what's made him successful. And when you got a guy like that, you're willing to fight for him. You want a guy you believe in, a guy you're going to be loyal to through everything. And once you met him, as long as you respect the guy, which I respected him way before I came here, as I said, just from going against him. And then when you meet him and you see what type of guy he is, you see that's the type of guy you want to work for.
When you talk about assessing the talent, I'm sure there's one name that jumps off the list at you, and that is Josh Gordon, the wide receiver who led the NFL in receiving yards. And in doing my homework on you, I noticed that three times you've had a legit number one receiver, and they've ranked first or second in the NFL in targets those three seasons, twice with Andre Johnson back in Houston, and, of course, last year with Pierre Garçon. How excited are you to get to work with a guy like Josh Gordon, still only 22 years old?
Oh, as excited as you can be. You know, I'm pretty familiar with Josh and just the fact that, you know, Robert used to talk about him all the time, you know, coming out of Baylor, telling me I always got to look at this guy. And I remember being on vacation when the supplemental draft came up, and Robert told me how I had to get in there and check this guy out, and it's kind of frustrating. At first that I had to leave my vacation and go in the office to look at this guy from a supplemental draft, and I went in and quickly realized why he was bugging me about him so bad. I mean, this was when he was only a sophomore or whatever it was, but he was a freak of nature. I mean, the upside was tremendous, but you have some guys who are talented, but the thing that you're excited about is college tape. Made me so excited about his college tape was how competitive he was. He wasn't a receiver who was scared to get hit. He put his face in people. He had all the skills that could make him as good as anyone, but he looked like a football player. And when you got a guy who's a football player who's not scared of contact, who is as talented as anyone, it's very hard for him not to be successful. And he's going to be good in any offense. That's not an issue. But I think, as you just said, I think we're not going to have a problem getting the ball. And it's going to be fun for him. He's not going to make me work so hard on how to get him the ball. I think he can do just about anything, and that gives me a lot less headaches and don't have to stay up here as late at night trying to rack my brain on how to get this guy the ball.
Kyle Shanahan, the new offensive coordinator for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Kyle, in your 6 years as an offensive coordinator in this league, the last four in Washington, two before that with the Houston Texans, you've made your offense work with a variety of quarterbacks, guys who can run, guys who stand in the pocket. So you can kind of conform and contort to what those guys do. Give me a sense of that philosophy, how you make it work, because obviously many people who do what you do in this league or have done what you do pretty much have a system that they believe in and then kind of marry players to that system.
Well, you know, I think everybody's got something they believe in, and if this was just if everything was a franchise starting draft and you could just go pick whoever you want and to make it work, then you would never have to change systems. But you move around in the NFL. Players come and go, and you don't always have the exact prototypical type that you want. And if you want to keep a job, if you want to be successful and stay where you are and win games, you have to be able to adapt. And, you know, I started with a certain system in Houston, was able to adjust it when we went to Washington each year, depending on the guy we had. And I think it all depends on it starts with the running game. You know, our system doesn't change too much with the running game. We obviously believe in the outside zone and running that. We've added stuff to it. You know, we've got a mobile quarterback. We've added the zone read, which I think goes very hand in hand, is really almost a sister play of the outside zone going the opposite direction. And, you know, when we put in the zone read with it, it helps so much because it wasn't that we were ever trying to force the zone read. We knew if you had to commit and defend the zone read, how much better it was going to open up the outside zone. And I think that's why we were able to lead the league in rushing that year. But I think we've done good in running the ball other years, too, without the zone read. I think it's a proven system, how long it's been around. And then when it comes to the pass game, you know, everyone runs similar concepts. But it's learning those concepts, teaching those concepts to the players, and how do you incorporate those in your formations with the run threat? How do you make everything look the same and keep a defense honest? If a defense knows what you're doing, whether it's running the ball or throwing the ball, they're going to get after you. There's too many good players in this league. There's too many good coaches that if you're one-dimensional, I don't care how good you are, it might last all year until the Super Bowl. They're going to find a way to stop you.
Right.
And you have to be able to win a game in every aspect of the game, whether it's running the ball, throwing the ball. We're not going to force any issue. We want it all to look the same. We want to be balanced, and we're going to do what it takes to win. And when we study the defense and see how they're playing it, hopefully we have the players and the ammo to adjust and see what happens. But we figure we got the answers to do what it takes to win.
As you look at the evolution of offenses in the NFL, and even you went through this with what you ran in Houston to then how you adjusted what you ran in Washington for Robert Griffin III, as teams catch up and it's a copycat league and catch up to kind of the read option play, the kind of package plays that some offenses are running, is that, do you think, the next evolution where you can have, it's either the inside handoff, you can keep it on the read option, you can throw the jet screen on the outside, the bubble screen on the outside, you can throw in the slant on the backside. Is that kind of where, just because defenses are getting so complex, is that where you see offense going in the NFL?
Yeah, I really believe that if you try to do everything possible, you're not going to be good at anything. So you got to be good at something, and you got to make a defense stop that. And if it's outside zone, you run it till they stop it. If it's a zone read, you run it till they stop it. And I don't care how good you are at something, they're going to figure out how to stop it. But what you want to do as a coach is make yourself so good that the defense has to cheat their system somehow to stop what you do good. And once they do that, that's fine. You don't have to run that play anymore because that just made all your other plays easier. And then it's how good have you prepared your team, how good is you at the other stuff. Now it's going to be easier because you're getting premier looks to run that other stuff. You don't have to force the zone read. You don't have to force the outside zone. You've got the threat of it. The defense is committed to stopping that. You can see how they're playing their fronts, how they're playing their gaps, and now you know, all right, it's going to be a little bit easier to throw this ball in this backside hole. It should be uncontested. You should get some easier plays, and then you attack that backside hole, and you keep doing it until they stop that. And once they adjust and go back to stop it, now you get back to running what you do very good. And if you can't do that, if you can't adjust, it's going to be tough because coaches are too good in this league and players are too good.
One of the things that Cleveland fans I know were impressed with when you came, now that you're here, is the week 15, 2012, about Saturday, it was decided maybe that Kirk Cousins was going to start, and you kind of changed what you had done so successfully that season to accommodate a different style quarterback. Kirk Cousins and RG3, very different. He went for over 300 yards, two touchdowns, led the team to a victory here. So you obviously have had success. Matt Schaub doesn't move very well. You've had success with a lot of quarterbacks. Quarterback huge here. as you look at the guys at the top of the draft or rumored to be at the top of the draft, and a Johnny Manziel, a Teddy Bridgewater, a Blake Bortles, have you studied them in depth, and who do you like, and who are you excited, or what are you excited about those guys?
Yeah, not sure yet. You know, when you're, as an NFL coach, you don't watch college tape until you get to the offseason. And, you know, you're locked in. I don't see really a snap of college. On Saturday nights, I might see a little bit on SportsCenter, and what I've seen of the guys you mentioned on SportsCenter is you got some players. I mean, you got some guys who can make plays and who are real fun to watch, but SportsCenter doesn't tell the whole story.
Correct.
You know, I've been here. I got the tape now. We're going to spend a long time all the way up to the draft evaluating the heck out of all these guys, seeing everything they do. You know they all can play. You know they all can make plays, but how's it going to translate to the NFL? How are you going to be able to make them successful? What made them successful in college? Is that going to make them successful in the NFL? If not, do they have the ability to adjust? Do they have the mindset to adjust? And you get to know these guys. You get to know what type of person they are. It's a very long process. You do not try to make your mind up quickly because you never know. Once you see one clip that shows something, you might see another one later. And it's a whole process. You try to soak it all in. You see, we're all looking for a franchise quarterback. And if there's one out there and you know you got one, you got to do whatever you can to go get them. But there's not too many of them in this world. And that's why there's a lot of turnover in this league. But we do know one thing. If you get a franchise quarterback, that's your best chance for sustained success. And that's what we're looking for here.
Kyle, speaking of turnover, the last head coach here and most of the last coaching staff was only here for 11 months. Does that fact enter into any of your thinking as you accept this job and this challenge? Do you feel additional pressure because of that?
Not at all. I mean, and I can honestly say that. I've grown up a son of a coach and who had been in the NFL since I was 4 years old, so that's really all I know growing up. And I've been in coaching this league for now. I think this is my 11th or 12th year. So I'm used to the NFL, and there's pressure in everything. You do understand in this league, and for good reasons, if you don't win, you're not going to live there. You're going to be moving somewhere else, and that's part of the business. We live and die that every day. I think that's why we work as hard as we do. I think it takes a coach to put in this time. You got to be passionate about what you do. You got to enjoy football. It's something that coaching's not for everybody. You got to be able to live and die it, and you got to come to the point where, my parents never wanted. They tried to talk me out of coaching because it is a tough business. But once they realized that was not an option, I mean, that's just who I was, and there was no other choice in what I was going to do, then I think they were excited I got into it, because if you look at it that way and you're ready for that type of life, you're going to enjoy it. It's done a lot of good things for me growing up, and hopefully it can do the same thing for my family right now as my kids get older. But I love football, and I'm excited to be at a place where I feel you're definitely in a town where the fans feel the same way. And I've been in cities where football's big, but it's not always the number one thing. And football, as I said earlier, it's, my family is probably the most important thing. It is the most important thing in my life. But after that, there's only one other thing, and that's football. And I feel you're in a city where a lot of people share that same passion. And if you could, what a better place to win than a place like this.
It will certainly be great. We all look forward to that. Kyle Shanahan, the offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, thank you so much for stopping by. Looking forward to talking to you more as this progresses and the front office hopefully gets you some new toys to play with on that offense this offseason. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Looking forward to it.
All right, we will be back with more of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Was I your hit and run? Left for dead and now you're gone. Oh, we were caught up.